Okay, let's start.
Oh, my leg.
You checking?
Yeah.
Okay. We were in Beijing.
我们之前在北京。
And those students are really smart.
北京的学生都非常的智慧。
And so they asked me a question.
他们就问了我一个问题。
We always talk about how the pen is coming from me.
我们总是有谈到就是笔是如何来自于我的。
From a seed in my mind.
来自于我意识的种子。
So if you didn't hear about the pen,
如果你没有听过笔的道理,
I'll tell you very quickly.
很快地告诉你一遍。
Then I ask a question you have to answer.
我要问大家问题，你们要回答。
What is this thing?
这是什么东西?
B.
Then if a dog comes in here, what would they do?
如果一只小狗走进来，它会怎么办？要把它咬掉。
Does the dog see this as a pen?
小狗会不会把它们看作一支笔？不会。
No.
不会。
Then they see it as something to chew.
它们只是看到一个可咀嚼的东西。
And the human sees it as a pen.
人却看到是一支笔。
Who's correct?
谁是正确的？
Both.
Yes, both are correct.
都是正确的，双方都对。
Then if I put this thing here.
如果我把这个东西放在这里,
all the dogs go out, all the humans go out.
所有的小狗，所有的人都离开了。
At that time.
在那个时候,
which one is it?
它是哪一个?
哪些都没有。
Yeah, 没有, nothing.
什么都没有。
Then if the human come back,
如果人再回来,
what does it become?
它会变成什么?
B. Become B.
成为一只B。
That proves.
那就证明了。
B is coming from the human.
B 是来自于人的。
So we, normally we feel B is coming from B.
通常我们感觉就是B是从B。But
it must be coming from the human.
但其实一定是从人过去。Then
how?
怎么会这样呢?
There's a seed in the mind.
就是人的意识当中有一颗种子。
You can call that 种子 is 业余。
可以把那个种子称之为业力。Same
thing.
同样的。
Then when it opens,
当那个叶种子打开的时候,
small seed,
小小的种子,
a small picture of pen comes out,
小小的笔的照片会出来,
and it 65 per second,
每秒65张,
and they come on this thing,
就会覆盖在这个东西上面,
that's why I see pen,
这就是为什么我会看到,
it's so fast, we think it's coming from the pen,
如此之快我们以为是从笔而来的,
but if it's coming from the pen, the dog will also see pen,
但如果真的是笔从笔来的话，那小狗也会看到一支笔,
then How to plant that seed?
如何种下这个种子呢?
Then, that's a good deed, the 10 good deeds.
有十大善业嘛, 十善业。
If I give him a pen,
如果我给他一支笔,
when I let go,
当我放手的时候,
then my mind, this picture, my hand opening,
就是我的意识会看到这个手张开的画面,
it comes into the window of my eye,
会进入到我手, 眼睛的窗户里,
presses on my mind,
会在我的意识里面留下一个烙印。
No yelling.
不要打,
and then it becomes a seed.
然后就会成为一颗种子。
And that's why the seed opens.
为什么,这就是为什么种子会打。
When I go like this,
当我像这样子,
then your seed opens.
你的种子就打开了。
Then in Beijing,
然后在北京,
they understand all that.
他们都理解这个道理。
Then we used it to make a very large company.
我们用这个道理就创造了一家很大的公司。
So I studied in the monastery 25 years.
25年了，我在寺庙里面学习，完成了格西学位。
Then they say, okay, you have second examination.
然后他们就跟我想说，好了，现在有第二场考试。
You make $1 million company in 1 year.
一年要创造就是100万美金的公司。
Use the 金刚经。
金刚经的智慧。
Then I did it.
然后我就完成了。
Then, so in Beijing they ask a question.
那北京有人问了一个问题。
We are teaching how to make a husband.
我们在教他们如何创造一个丈夫。
How to plant a husband.
如何种出一位丈夫？
And, you should help the lonely person.
你要去孤单，要帮助那些孤单的人。
Like an old lady.
像一位老太太。
In the nursing home.
在老人院里。
Then that will, when you see yourself help her.
当你看到自己在帮助。
Like today we bought, I have one lady.
像今天我也一直有照顾一位老太太。
She's 89.
她现在已经80岁。
Today we went to buy her some dress.
今天我们一起去为她买了一些衣服做礼物。
When I buy the dress.
当我去买这个礼物的时候。
I plant a seed.
我就种下了种子。
Then when that seed opens,
当那个种子打开,
I will see my friends,
我就会看到我的朋友,
and my partner, or
我的伴侣之类的,
husband, wife,
我的丈夫太太,
coming like the pen.
就像笔一样。
Then somebody asked a very good question in Beijing.
北京有人问了一个非常好的问题,
2 weeks ago.
就是两周之前。
If my husband coming from my mind, then I don't feel comfortable to kiss him.
那我要去亲吻他就很不舒服。
Because I'm kissing myself.
No, 就相当于我在亲吻自己。
He's coming from my mind.
因为他是来自于我的意识的。
Then it's strange to kiss my husband.
要去这样，如果要是再去亲吻这样。
Then everybody got upset, you know.
每个人都觉得很沮丧。
But I like to kiss my husband.
但是我很喜欢亲吻我的丈夫。
Then what's the answer?
答案是什么
？Then then I thought there's a book.
我就想到有一本书。
It was written in India.
在印度所写的。
Very great Buddhist master.
非常著名，非常伟大的一位著佛学大师。
Almost 14 centuries ago.
几乎到14个世纪以前。
And his name is Dharmakirti.
他的名字叫法胜菩萨。
Then he wrote 7 great books.
他写了七本著名的书。
The most famous is called Pramana Vartika.
In India. 最著名的一本叫 Pramana.
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 Vartika.
Vartika.
It means.
意思就是。
How do I see my husband?
就是我如何去看我丈夫。
How do I see pen?
我如何看到一支笔的。
And in that book, they explain about logic.
这本书就解释英明逻辑。
It's a big book.
这是很大的、很厚的一本书。
And very difficult.
非常难懂。
And we studied for 25 years.
我们就学了25年。
So other books we studied for 4 years or 5 years.
其他书可能我们学4年、学5年就完了。
10 years.
10年。
This book we study every year.
但这本书我们每年都要学。
In the winter.
在冬天的时候。
For 3 months.
冬天有4个月。
Then all the monastery they send a team.
所有的这个寺庙都会送出一个团队。
Olympics.
像这个奥林匹克一样。
The best 50 monks.
最好的50名僧人。
From each monastery.
从不同的寺庙里面选出来。
Competition.
然后有这个竞赛。
About this book.
就关于这本书。
By Dharmakirti.
是法胜菩萨所著。
And there's a good explanation by Tsongkhapa's disciple.
那有宗喀巴的一个弟子就对这本书写了很好的一个论释。
Gyaltsepje.
就是克珠戒。
And there's also a good explanation.
是假钞戒，抱歉。
By Kirupje.
然后另外他的一位弟子就是克珠戒也写了很好的论释。
Both are.Gyaltsepje is very, very difficult.
假钞戒那本书是很难很难的。
So we will debate for 1 month.
我们会这样对这本书做一个月的辩经。
In the competition.
在这个比赛当中。
So there'll be about 300 monks.
所以那个时候有300名僧人。
They are the best of the best.
他们是里面的所有僧人里面最好的。
They will discuss this book.
他们会辩经，会讨论这本书。
All day.
一整天下来。
Then sometimes,
有时候。
That is called Jang Gun Chu.
那就叫 Jang Gun
Chu. Gun means winter.
Gun 的意思就是冬天。
Chu means the Dharma debate.
Chu 的意思就是佛法的辩经。
And Jang is a place in Tibet.
Jang 是就是在藏地的一个地方。
And there's a long story about it.
很长的故事。
Nowadays they mispronounce the name Jamyang Gun Chu, but it's not that.
现在已经把这个名字就是读错了，叫 Jamyang Gun Chu。
So,
we
will debate for 1 month competition.
我们会有一个月的辩经比赛。
And during that time,
在那个时刻，
we will do some senpai damcha. Senpai damcha means whole night.
我们会做一些，甚至会做一些通宵的辩论。
We debate.
辩论。
Then they will serve some refreshments.
他们会提供一些点心啊，
some tea,
一些茶。
Then I thought I was talking to them. I thought.He wrote 7 books, Dharmakirti.
当时我在跟我的这些弟子说，那个法胜菩萨写的七
，very,
一名七论了，
非常著名，
非常著名的七本书。
So, three of them are like a mother book.
其中三本是母著。
One is long.
一本很长。
One is medium.
一本是中等长度。
One is short.
然后一本是很短。
Then from those three books,
从这三本书当中
，he made 4 special books.
他又创造就是写了4本。
One of them
其中一本
is called
就叫做
Proving Other People Have Mind
就是证他人有意识论
Then it means my husband is not me
以前的翻译叫成他相续论就意思就是我的丈夫不是我
My husband is coming from me
我的丈夫是来自于我的
But when I kiss him I'm not kissing myself
但是我在亲吻他的时候其实我不是在亲自己
So when they ask the question in Beijing
所以当北京有这个朋友
I thought oh I should teach them this book.
我就是想我要教我的弟子这本书。
These 7 books are all the basis of debate and reason how to see things.
这七本书啊，其实就是所有的辩经的根本，以及我们如何去认知事物的根本。
It's called the key to emptiness.
就是称之为就是空性之钥匙。
Then.When those books were written,
当那些书被写下来之后
，in China,
在中国，
玄奘，
玄奘
，he finished his time finished.
His time finished.
His time finished. His school was destroyed.
当这本书被写的时候，其实它的传承已经断掉。
Late Tang Chao，
就是唐朝晚期的时候。
In 845。
是858，
唐武宗灭佛。
嗯。
Yeah, didn't finish all the schools.
845年的时候。
And so these seven books didn't reach China.
所以其实这七本书并没有传到。
He has a very famous teacher.
他有一位非常著名的老师。
Name Dignaga.
是陈那论师。
His books came to China.
他的
some of them.
其中他的一些书就传到了中国来。
So.I thought this would be very exciting.
所以我觉得这会非常兴奋。
If we start to, we are planning to translate this.
我们有做计划要去翻译那些书籍。
And 3,000 other books.
然后还有另外3000多本这样的书。
Which didn't get translated to China.
就是并没有翻译成中文的。
So that's part of our plan.
我这样的注释，那是我们那个计划的一部
分。But I thought maybe the Beijing people would like to hear from that book.
那当时我就想，或许北京的朋友希望能听到这样的书。
So we started it.
然后我们就开始了。
It's not very long.
并不是很长。
But it's very difficult.
但是非常难。
Then, to understand it,
要去理解它的话
you should read the commentary from India.
你要去读印度的论释。
By Vinita Deva.
是 Vinita Deva。
He wrote it 50 years later.
他是五十年之后写的论释。
And that's a very clear,
那就写得很清楚
good commentary.
很好的论释。
Then in Tibet,
然后在西藏
there's one famous commentary.
有一本非常著名的论释。
And that's by a man named Tendar Sarangpa.
是天丹达喇仁巴所写的。
Sarangpa is the highest Geshe.
喇仁巴是就是最高级的一种文献。
And he lived about 300 years ago.
他是300年前的一位人物。
Then I am the lowest.
我是最低级的一种格式。
This is a baby 格式。
这是那初级格式。
But even that takes 25 years and very difficult.
甚至这样的格式都要花25年，非常难考。
I am the same as Pabuka.
我跟 Pabuka 那是同一个级别的格式。
Also this kind.
他也是这种级别的。
But Sarangpa is very high.
但是 Sarangpa 是很高级的。
So he was Sarangpa.
所以那位作者是 Sarangpa 格式。
He wrote a book.
他就写了一本书。
To explain that.
去解释。
Book by Dharma
Pita. 就是法相菩萨所写的这本书。
His book divided.Two parts.
然后他的书有分为两部分。
In the beginning,
在一开始
he explains my knowledge school.
他就解释了唯识宗。
He said, if you don't understand my knowledge school,
他就是提到说，如果你不了解唯识宗的话，
you cannot understand Dharmakirti.
你是没办法理解法身菩萨的思想的。
Before he explains Dharmakirti's book,
所以在这个作者解释法身菩萨的论释论著之前，
he gives a teaching about my knowledge.
他就给予了这个唯识宗的解释
，very short，
非常短
，and complete，
而且是完整的。
I thought we see finish that tonight maybe。
看看我们今天能晚上能不能讲完那一部分，就是为了好玩。
Then if you want, we can start the commentary also。
如果你们想要的话，我们也可以开始讲那本论释。
It's very difficult，
非常非常难。
And I thought it would be it's a very great question。
是提的很好的问题。
The Beijing people ask the same question that he asked。1400 years ago，
就是14世纪以前，这位大师所问的问题是正好就是北京的那个朋友问的问题一样。
By the way, we can learn about this great school.
然后通过这种方法，我们可以学到这个伟大的。
So I'm just going to read you, okay?
所以我就会给大家讲一下。
And it's fun. I love this.
这很好玩，我自己就很喜欢。
I can do all night. I know.
我一整晚都可以讲的。
But I don't want to make you sick.
但是我不想要大家生病啊。
So we will just do.
所以我们就试一试。
Then in the all night debate, winter debate,
在这个通宵的冬日辩经会
中 ，It's not like usual class.
跟普通的课程是不一样。
Usual class, the student should be like
通常的课程的学生应该是这样子的。
You know, and they shouldn't ask any questions.
他们也不应该问任何的问题。
They shouldn't stand up.
也不应该站起来。
If you have to pee pee, it's a suffering.
如果你要去小便的话，那就是大
like,
大灾难。
All night.
一整晚你都要。
You know, everybody's like
每个人都像是这样。
You know, but in the assembly dumpster.
但是在这个冬日辩经会里面。
You can just wander around.
你可以到处走一走。
You can have a coffee.
你可以喝咖啡。
You can take some dessert.
你可以吃点点心。
It's called the damcha tupa. It's a damcha dessert.
就是这个辩论。
Debate dessert.
辩论的。
Rice pudding.
就是这个。
With the raisin. Golden raisin. And if you have to pee pee, you can go pee pee.
如果要小便的话，也可以。
Okay, so this teaching just like.Hippie.
所以这个是很嬉皮士的一种教授。
Or if you have to go home.
如果你们需要回家的话。
If you have children.
有孩子要去照顾。
Just go.
那回家就好。
Then you don't have to ask me. You don't have to tell me.
也不需要问我，也不需要告诉我。
Just go.
直接走就好。
Or if you're tired.
如果你累了的话也是。
Or if you're bored.
或者是觉得无聊。
Then you don't have choice. You have to stay. Then we don't get a chance to do this. Because we are very busy. So I just thought it would be fun. It's just I really enjoy it. And maybe it's boring for you, but I really enjoy
it.
So let's start. So Tendar Taramba. He was born in 1759. About 250 years ago. 1759. He passed away in
1831.
And his teacher was named Longdun Lama. Then Nick knows about him a little bit. He's very famous because he wrote catalogs of all the famous books in his time. Then he spent a lot of time meditating in a cave called Longdo. So his name became Longdun Lama. His monk's name is Lawang Losang. Then Losang always means Tsongkhapa's name. My name is also Losang. Then his name is Lawang. He was born in 1719 and died in 1794. And his teacher, who made him a monk, was a first Panchen Lama. So you see the lineage. First Panchen Lama was born in
1565.
And he lived almost 100 years.
1765,
right? Doesn't quite work out. Anyway,
42.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work out. Anyway, they say when he was young, maybe one of the Panchen Lamas. He was made a monk by him. Then I think, in Buddhism, every 500 years, 700 years, there comes a special teacher. They have a name in Tibet. Shingde Soje. Shingda means a wooden horse. And it means a wagon. Like a horse wagon. Then that was a great invention. So, Soje means to start that system. Su means system, J means to open. So, Shingda Soje means every 500 or 1,000 years, there will come one teacher who really understands emptiness. Then they will try to teach some students. I think about 70% gets taught. Then they try to teach their students. Then in my opinion, it goes to about 20%. Then those students will pass 20%, 20%, 20%. For 15 generations. Then will come another Shingda Soje. So they consider Asanga as one. They consider Nagarjuna as one. We believe Tsongkhapa was one. So it goes like this. Who really understands emptiness? So I feel like first Panchen Lama, there was a like a understanding period. And it stayed for a few generations. So I feel like this writer is pretty amazing. Only there are 200,000 commentaries in Tibet. Only one about this book. This is the only one. And I found it. recently.
最近找到。
So then I just thought to explain to you.
所以我就想要跟大家解释。
Okay.
好吗
？We just go word by word.
我们就是一字一句。
Yeah, you're gonna get tired.
你们会累的。
You'll get bored. You'll get confused.
你们会疑惑。
I don't care.
我都不管。
Because I have fun.
因为我很享受。
Bell took a job. It's a big Yuchen. I will say the mother language just for fun.
It's a good thing.
Bell took a job. It's a big Yuchen. Drupa. There was a book called How to Prove Other People Are Separate from You.
就是讲叫做如何证明他人跟你是独立分开。
When you kiss the man who you planted at the nursing home.
当你去亲吻那个你的老人院种出的男人的时候。
You're not kissing yourself.
你不是在亲吻自己。
Like when you have conversation with other person.
当你跟他人对话的时候。
You're not.Talking to yourself.
你不是在跟自己说。
Then we have to prove it.
我们要去证明这个。
Because if you're coming from my seed.
因为如果他们是来自于我种子的话。
Is he myself or not?
他们到底是不是我自己呢？
Because if you understand about that system.
因为如果你理解了这个体系的话。
You can plan anything you want.
你可以种出任何你想要的东西。
Money.
金钱。
Partner.
伴侣。
Goodwill. Good health.
好的健康。
Meditation.
冥想禅修的状态。
You can change the world.
你可以改变全世界。
You can cause the Prime Minister of India to meet the President of China in front of the Xi'an Tower of Shenzhen.
你可以去导致这个中国跟印度的元首在玄奘那个大雁塔之前。
Which didn't happen. They didn't meet for 100 years, I think.
他们可能是一百多年都没有见了。
It happened today.
但是今天就发生了。
This happened.
今天下午
in front of 玄奘塔
现在这个玄奘塔前
something's changing you know?
所以有一些事情在发生改变
you can plant those things
你可以种下那些种子的
And that's what we are doing. Okay, Chukidrapa means Dharmakirti.
Chukidrapa 的意思就是法身菩萨
Japa means he wrote.
Japa 的意思就是他写
Yushan Drupa means in Sanskrit
在梵文里
Santana,
Santana,
Antara,
Antara,
City,
City.
Say Santana,
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 Antara,
City,
City,
Santana,
Antara,
City,
City.
That's the name of the original name of the book.
那就是这本书的原理。
Santana means Mindstream.
正当的意思就是这个相续，心相续或者意识。
How do you know the word done?
你们知道 done 这个词吗
？The root done.
这个词根 done.
Uttanasana.
Oh.
Okay. Done means a stretch.
就是这个拉伸。
Okay. Uttan means a.
Uttan 的意思就是。
It's a yoga pose.
它是个瑜伽体式。
Difficult stretch.
很难的一个拉伸体式。
Okay.And the word stretch came into English.
So this last 这个英文词 stretch 就是这样传。
There are two English cognates. Don't forget, most Sanskrit A's turns to E in language. In English.
不要忘记说，很多的这个藏文字的 A 都会变成英文当中的 E.
Tendon.
Oh.
And tenuous. Meaning it's a stretch.
就是拉伸。
And this muscle is called a tendon.
所以这个肌肉这一块叫 tendon.
Then it means a stretch.
就意思就是拉伸。
Then it means like this candy that you stretch.
就像一个拉伸的这个糖果一样。
Then sun means together. It came into English as calm, like committee or you know. So santana means.
Santana 的意思就是。
Stream of the mind.
就是意识的流，心相续。
Santana.
Santana.
And then antara means other.
Antara 就是他人的。
Oftentimes the prenasal drops out between Sanskrit and Latin.
就是这个前缀很多时候都会。
It might become alias.
变成 alias.
Or alien.
Alien.
Meaning other.
就是他人的意思。
So antara means other.
Antara 这个梵文的意思。
So santana antara means other person's mind stream.
他人的意识流。
Siddhi means prove it.
Siddhi 的意思就是证明。
Okay. Buddha's name is Siddhartha.
那佛陀的名字叫悉达多。
He reached the goal.
就是他达成了目标。
So to prove Siddha here means prove other people have mind.
这 Siddha 这里的意思就是证明他人是有意识的。
Like a stream, mind stream.
像一个这个意识流一样。
What's the other word for stream in Tantra? Sorry, I just told you. Tantra, okay. T-R-A is a common suffix.
密宗这个 Tantra 这个词也是有拉伸的意思。
That's why Tibetans translate as gyu. It means a stream.
就是也是一个流。
Okay. And the, another spelling of that means mind stream. So the Tibetan for this book is Shengyu Dupa. Say Shen. Gyu Dupa. Shen means other people. Gyu is the same word for Tantra, it means a stream. Different spelling. Brigyu, it means no. It means a lineage, a stream of lamas. So Shen Dupa means to prove. Then what's Buddha's name in Tibetan? Siddhartha. Dundru. Dundru. Okay, so it means prove it. That other people have a mind. Tenchuki Drapa means I will write a commentary to this Shastra ancient book called the Kepe Yito. Kepe Yito means steals the heart of the wise people. Then when a deer hears a sound,
I
did a long, many long retreats. And when you meet a deer in the forest, you can sing the mandala. I did.
Then
you just say, you see them, you know, they're a friend. Then you go, Sa Shi Shi. Then they're like, and they don't run away. They listen. That's the name of this book. Like, when you hear it, you're like, okay, steal the heart of the smart people. Okay, Om Dele Sugyurchik means Sava Mangalam. It means, I hope this book makes the whole world happy. Like Dashi Delek, right? So Delek means happy. Then in when you write a Buddhist book, first thing you should do is bow down to some holy being. So he said Namu.
So he said Namu.
Guru.
Guru.
Tareya.
Tareya.
What does it mean? Yeah, I bow down to my Lama. Who is Tara? It means his teacher was Tara. So in the beginning of the book, he bowed down to Tara. No yari. I have to see her dental work. I'm older than you. I work hard. Namo Guru Tareya. I bow down to Tara. Okay. Then usually they have a poem, some poem.
Okay.
Many lamas skip it. I like to read those. So this poem is, he will bow down to his teacher. What's his teacher's name? Longdong Lama. Longdong Lama. So he says, Dinang Zumpuk Rigpe Longne Du. So Dinang Zumpuk. Dinang means the appearance of this life, the lie of this life. This pen is lying to you. It says, I'm coming from myself. Everything is lying. It's illusion. But actually coming from you. So Dinang means this life. But it also means this life. Lying, this lie. Dinang Jun. Jun means the fake appearance. Like the people you don't like are coming from
this way.
It's not coming from me. But actually coming from me. Zun Puk means to poke it. Puk. So this Lama poked the lie.
Like a balloon. Like a balloon.
Then how? With the Rigpa means his knowledge. Long Ne Du means he popped the bubble from the inside.
他从内在把这个气泡给戳破了。
Pop the bubble of illusion from the inside.
就是把这个幻象的气泡从内在给戳破。
Then he hid his Lama's name in there.
然后他把他的上师的名字就藏在那个寄宿里面。因为他的上师名字是龙多。
This person, I'm not going to name him.
这个人我不会告诉你是谁。
He popped the bubble of illusion from the inside. Long neck do.
他从内在把这个幻象的气泡给戳破了。
So that's a custom in Buddhism.
这是一个佛教的传统。
You hide your lama's name in the poetry.
你把上师的名字藏在这个寄宿里面。
Denjin Tubengala Wangyuching. Denjin Tuba means he taught us about dependent origination.
Denjin Tuba 的意思是他教授了我们缘起的知识。
Dependent origination has many meanings.
缘起是有很多意思的。
The lowest one we taught today in the class.
今天我们在课堂上有教过了最就 VIP 的课堂上有教过最低级的一种意思。
Wheel of Life.
就是我们那个六道轮回图或者叫生命图。
12 parts.
十二因缘图同一个意思。
That's the lowest meaning.
那是最低级的缘起的意思。
Highest meaning.
那最高级的意思就是。
This pen coming from me.
这个笔是来自于我的。
Then he said, Tenjin Tumba, my teacher teaches.
对我的。老师教的是这个最高级的。
And when he talks,
当他说话的时候
he is the king of talking.
他是这个演讲者之王还是这个。
Then in Tibetan, that's a Nakla Wangyur.
藏文就是 Nakla Wangyur.
So he hid the first name of his lama.
他把他上师的第一个名字藏进去。
Which is Nawang.
就是 Nawang.
Nawang means the Lord of speech.
就是这个说话之王一样。
So he's hiding his lama's name inside.
他把他上师的名字又藏在里面。
Lo Sel Yila Den Sang Jo Bell. Lo Sel Yila means students who have a good heart.
有一个好心的，有一个善心的弟子。
And a clear mind.
还有清晰的意识。
They just drank a lot of ginseng tea.
他们刚刚喝了很多的在灵芝茶。
And their mind is clear.
然后意识非常清晰。
Den Sang Jo. Den Sang Jo means Jo means the cow, you squeeze this thing.
就好就是你要去这个奶油去挤奶的奶。
Milk will come out.
然后牛奶就会出来。
Then sun means the.
Then sun 的意思就是。
Sun is Bhadra, like
Bhadra.
Bhadra. Virasana.
Virasana.
Virabhadrasana.
Virabhadrasana.
Okay, Bhadra means pure. Then that's Tsongkhapa's last name.
That's Tsongkhapa, that's the last name.
Sorry, Losang means.
This is Losang's name.
Sumati Bhadra, like that. Bhadra means pure. So he said, my Lama milks the wisdom.
我的上司就是去挤这个智慧的奶。
And he feeds that excellent meaning to his students.
然后把这个超凡的智慧就是喂给他的弟子。
Then the, that word is sung.
所以这个词叫 sung.
So he's hiding his lama's second name.
也把他上司的第二个名字藏在里面。
Because for people who have a clear mind.
就是那些有清醒的意识的人。
Clear mind is lost sound.
纯净的意思就是 lost sound 的意思。
Sweet milk is dun sung.
那这个甜的奶就是
sweet milk of meaning.
就是这个甜。
So he hid the love song. He hid it.
他就把这个名字藏在。
If you don't know this, you'll never figure it out.
如果你不懂的话，你永远都找不出来。
Okay, Nime Lama Daki Tsunangyo means I bow down to my lama.
意思就是礼敬上师。
And I put that lama at the top of my head.
我把上师放在我的头顶。
What's that mean?
什么意思？
He bowed down to the lama.
就是向他们礼敬了。
Like that. Then Nime means
Nime 的意思就是
indivisible
就是不可描述的、
cannot divide
啊不可分割的
then he doesn't say who
那也没有说谁
what do you think
那你们觉得是谁跟谁不可分割
yeah my lama
我的上司
who's a boy man
是个男人是个
he's a Nime from Tara
但是他跟动物是不可分割的
he is Tara
他就是动物
same person
同样一个人
very cool
非常 cool
all right Lungrik Satsang Number Drobdang Ki Lokto Mubba Dupu Tsong Tselne Chiki Pelsa Shepe Nyenba Che Zamling Gendu Chakpa Dakchu Che Then I make offering to this person. He sends out a hot like laser ray.
把这个雷射光一样发出去
okay, of Lung and Ray.
Lung and Ray.
Lung means books.
Lung 的意思就是书
Ray means logic.
Rick 就是英明逻辑。
So, this Lama, now he doesn't tell you who.
他也没告诉你是谁，但是他说这个上师。
I'm thinking of one Lama.
我在想一位上师。
He burns other people.
他会把别人给烧掉。
With a book,
用书
and with logic.
和逻辑。
Okay. Satsara means hot, red.
Satsara 就是很火热的镭射光。
Nimble means very sharp.
Nimble body 是很锋利。
John Tangi means he likes it.
John Tangi 的意思是很喜欢。
He's like, psh, psh, psh. Then he's like, ah, psh. Okay, John Tangi. Lokdong Lumba.
Lokdong Lumba.
Tuput Soksane. Then wherever there is darkness, he loves to shoot those lights. What's the darkness? Lokdong. Lokdong means people have wrong idea. For example, they think they cannot kiss their husband. Because it's coming from them. So they feel afraid to kiss their husband. Because maybe I'm kissing myself. Because he's coming from my
seed.
Okay? That's a Lokdong, wrong idea. Then he shoots the light.
And
he kills the darkness. Then Chicky bits are shaped in Yenba Chen. Then that light goes to the lotus flower. And it opens the lotus. Of the Dharma. Chiki belts are shepa. Shepa means to open. Nyamba Chen means very famous.
Nyamba Chen means very famous.
Making the Dharma flower open. It means this teacher makes the flower of the Dharma to open. Zamlin Gendu Drapa Thak Chu. Then there are, he is a jewel of this world. Then there are six great lamas from India.
印度有六大上师。
We call them the six jewels.
我们把它称之为六珠宝或者六庄严。
Most important teachers from India.
就是印度里面最重要的老师。
One of them is Dharmakaya.
其中一位就是法称菩萨。
Then he says.
然后他就说。
You are famous as one of the jewels of this world.
这里就说到你跟这六大庄严的上师同样的珍贵。
And to you, Dr. Chu means I always offer to you.
To you 就是我总是。
So there are, in the last two lines, there were two special words.
So in the last two lines, there were two special
words. One is chu, which means, that's chu. That's chu. This is chu. Chu means Dharma. Then he said, you are well known as one of the jewels. The word for well known is Tarpa. It's a translation of the Sanskrit word Kirti.
Long life, Kirti.
So what is, who's this Lama? Yeah, Dharma Kirti. So he's hiding the name of Dharma Kirti. Now it's very interesting. He bowed down to his Lama before he bowed down to Dharma Kirti.
他就是在他向这个法身菩萨礼敬之前，却向他的上师先做礼敬。
为什么？Why？
为什么呢
？This lama is only talking.
Well, for us, our own lama is more important.
因为对我们而言，我们的上师是最重要的。
Because they are the connection to those old ones.
因为他是我们就是连接这个以前的大师的桥梁。
Then if you Your personal love is more important.
你个人的上司是更
重要的。Whoever is your love,
无论他是谁，都是更重要的。
Okay. 三昧显现八嘎趣的，嫉妒能为千难，嫉妒起八种杂交杂把米在讲，怕有杂把等来念不二。三昧显现 means
三昧显现的意思就是
these great books of.Pramana,
Pramana. 关于就是有效认知的这个书籍。
Pramana means correct perception.
Pramana 是有效认知，中文翻译成量。
Then it's one of the five great subjects of Buddhism.
那是一个佛教五大论的其中一个主题。
Tell me any of the five. Then a Geshe must spend about 4 years.
格西要花四，每年都要花四五年。
Well, give me any of the five.
Abhidharma.
Wait, slow.
Abhidharma.
Yeah, Abhidharma is.
Abhidharma 是其中一个主一个。
It's actually this one.
是可能是第二个。
Vinaya. Yeah, Vinaya is this one.
Perfection of wisdom.
You can say Prajna Paramita is this one actually.
Prajna Paramita.
Middle way.
Yeah, middle way.
还有中观。
And
And then pramana.
然后就是英明。
These are the five great subjects.
就是五大论。
So in the monastery,
在寺庙里面
first one is Bodhamitta.
第一个就是般若。
Bodhamitta.
中文就是般若。
That's lower middle way.
那是就是中观的下部。
Then we study higher middle way.
中观就是更高的中观。
Which is Madhyamika.
那就是中观应成。
Then we study pramana.
然后学习这个英明有效认知。
Which is the subject of this book.
那是这本书的主题。
Then we study the lower schools.
然后再学习这个更低的。
It means if you die halfway through your geshe.
意思就是如果你在学习格西一半死掉的话。
You finish the higher one.
你先学习了更高的。
So they don't go lower to higher.
它不是从低往上学的。
Like if you quit or you die.
如果中途离开或者死亡。
You finish the important one.
你还是把重要的给学。
So then they do Abhidharma.
然后再学阿毗达摩。
And then they do Vinaya.
然后学这个戒律。
So these are the five great subjects.
五大论。
They're all strong in China.
在中国都传播。
Except this one.
除了这一点，就是这个英明啊，就是变。
Then in southern Buddhist countries.
然后这个南部的佛教国家。
These three didn't reach.
这三个都没有传到那边去。
Only Abhidharma and Vinaya.
只有阿毗达摩跟这个戒律传过去了。
But in the monastery we study often.
在寺庙里面，我们五大论都要学习。每年每一论都要学五年。
So, pramana means that how.If you see a car,
pramana 就是有效认知的意思，就是
they won't say a car, they won't say a cow.
他们不会说以车为举例，他们会以牛来举例。
How do you know it's a cow?
你们怎么知道这是一头牛？
Then you see four sticks.
你看到四只棍子。
They say this is called a big throat thing.
这个就是这个喉咙。
And you can see some horns.
看到这里有角。
Your mind cannot see cow.
你的意识是看不到牛的。
Your mind just see this.
你的意思只是看到这个角
four sticks,
是只
one long one at the end,
然后最后有一条长长的东西
your mind put together a cow
你的意思把这东西组合成一头
then those children who are they're born with autism
就是那些有孤独症的孩子
they cannot join those parts
他是没办法把这些东西组合起来
then they don't understand what is that thing
他们也不理解那是什么东西
so this subject
所以这个主题
How does your mind join together an object?
讲的就是你的意识如何把一个对象一个物体给
And one of the ways to understand that is logic.
那其中一种理解这个东西的方法就是逻辑
so this, Sometimes they call this logic.
有时候把它称这个主题就把它称之为逻辑
But I think it's better to call perceptual theory.
更好的是讲的是认知论了，把它。
If you have too much wine,
如果你们喝了太多的酒的话
your mind will lose this ability.
你的意识会丢失这种能力的。
Same shunjin baka chuiter. So the books about pramana,
关于这个有效认知这本书
they are very difficult to understand.
非常难懂，非常难懂。
They are hard to measure how deep they are.
就是很难去测量这个深度有多深。
Like chuiter, there means treasure. Derka.Dharma, you heard of
Dharma?
Underground books.
就是地下的书。
So Chui Dharma means water treasure.
就是水之珍。
But it's an old kavya term for the ocean.
就是深度。
So there are ancient,
其实是海洋的意思。
There are ancient classical poetry words from Sanskrit.
这就是一个古文。
And one is Chui Dharma.
就是 Chui Dharma.
And it means ocean.
意思就是海洋。
So if you are going on the ocean in a little boat,
如果你撑着个小舟去
somebody asks you how many meters to the bottom.
有人就问你这个海底有多深。
Then you're like, I don't know.
你就说我怎么知道
Right. I don't know if it's 10 meters or 1,000 meters.
是10米或者是1000米根本不知道。
Then these books about pramana are similar.
这本就是关于有效认知的书是同样的道理。
Right.I don't understand.
有都不明白。
Chitta lingua chitta. Lingua is an ancient word for very deep.
Lingua 是一个古词。
Like inscrutable is the better
term. 深的意思。
Inscrutable. It means.
Inscrutable.
You cannot see inside.
就看不到里面的。
It's lingua.
Chitta lingua
means extremely lingua.
极其。
China chitta ki babjo chacho drapa mi zai kang.So for me to talk about those books,
让我来去教这些书啊。 来讲这些书
，which is going to do now，
就是他现在要去讲的这本书。现在
it's just Jajo，
就像 Jajo，
Jajo means 哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒 ，Jajo， it's an onomatopoeia。He says, I'm going to teach you this subject.
我要去教，他就说我要教给你这个主题。
Nobody in Tibet ever wrote a commentary.
就是在西藏从未有人写过。
He's the only one.
他是其中最，他是唯一的一位。
Then he said, when I explain to you, it will be like a bird making.
解释的时候，就好像你是那小鸟在叽叽喳喳叫一样。
Midze, it's not going to be very pretty.
Midze 的意思是不会很好。
Midze means it ain't going to be pretty.
觉得很漂亮之类的。
Kian means but.
Kian 的意思就是但是。
By the way, chituki means just blah blah whatever comes in my mind.
Chituki 也可以是另外一个，就是我随便讲我。
What do you think Dharmakirti means?
你觉得法身不善什么意思？
Maybe means that. Like he just say what he thinks. You know, it's called chituki babcho means just on the what do you call spontaneously.
就是一个随意。
I'll take a shot.
我来试一下。
Okay, blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
Then it's not going to be pretty.
不会很好。
But Pagyu Delpa Tenle.
但是。
But we're going to explore a book from ancient India.
那我们要去探索一本来自于古印度的书。
Nimba means. Therefore, it's worth that you should listen.
是，因此你去聆听是值得的。
Okay. Then the poetry is finished.
然后这个寄送就讲完了。
Thank you. Ooh,
谢谢你。
You should give to this.
给他们吧。
Data Nayan Chibe Lozal Ki Takchin Cheba Cheme Shichin Si Dakcha Shidita De Matepe Andu Chokten Gelma Shemdu Chö Data Nayan Chibe Lozal Ki Okay, but that's true. I'm going to do it.
这就是对的，我就要这么干。
Then, the flexibility of my mind is similar to that of a two-year-old.
我这个意识的灵活性。
Chiba, right? Chiba,
跟一个两岁的婴儿是一样的。
One second. Dakchin Chepe, Chema, Chukise. Then, if I really want to, we can analyze this book.
如果我真的想要去分析这本书的话。
It will sound like a two-year-old.
听上去就会像两岁的孩子。
Chukise, Dakchin Dadun Ma Tepe.Then there are people like there. You people are like that.
你们就像是这样的人。
Even if I just repeat like an echo what I heard.
甚至就像是我去冲。
Teacher said ba 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 ba. I'm going to repeat ba 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 ba. Like an echo.
就像在回音一样，老师说啦啦啦，我就
说啦啦啦啦。Strong mind.
我没有一个很强大的意识。
But I will repeat what I heard.
但是我会去重复我所听到的叫法。
Rangde chok tengyan la.If you have a problem with what I'm saying,
如果你对我所说的话有什么疑问的话，有问题的话
，Shen the chip, you just do some, you follow something else. I don't care.
然后你就听别的东西了，我不在意。
Okay, you follow something else.
你就去跟随别的体系。
But in those words, he hid something.
但是在这些词这一句话里面，他隐藏了一些内容。
Shen the chip,
Shen the chip.
What's that mean? Shen the chip.
Shen the chip 是什么意思
？What does Shen mean?
Shen 是什么意思
？Antara.
Antara.
You go another way.
你去别的。
But he's making a pun.
但是是在做一个。
Because the book's name is to prove Antara people exist. Okay, see. He's playing.
这叫正他人意识。
Kangta Dawalani Gyukar Earth Self Securely Namintar. Okay, so look, anyway, Kangta is anyway. He's going to start his book. But he wants to say one last thing. When the full moon is out, it will help us to see things in the dark. And then a few stars will come out.Does the light of those stars help substantially to see things?
然后那些星光会不会帮助我们持续的看到什么东西
？Yes or no?
是还是不是
？No, it doesn't help.
不会的，他们不会。
Does it hurt?
它会不会有
？No.
No, it's like a little. It helps a little bit.
但是可能有一点点帮助。
So he said my commentary.
他就说我的论述。
It'll be like starlight.
就像星光一样。
My explanation is like starlight.
我的论述就像星光一样。
Yeah, it's not like the moon.
并不像满月一样。
But it's a little bit better.
但是有一点点帮助。
Okay, 一个问题。现在王博先被人家 Jesus 送去地心去了的。 Then possible there are some people in the world who are more stupid than I am.
这个世界有可能有一些比我更笨。
Then it will help them.
那这这些认识我的人就帮到他们。
So he says, so I'm going to write this book.
所以我他就说我将会写这本书。
Happily.I will write this book to help the few people in the world who are more stupid than I am. Then that's a tradition. Before you write a book, there are two traditions. One is called Kenpa Kyun. It means try to seek some modesty. Try to express some.Not to have pride.
就是要去表谦啊，表示这个谦虚。
Like I'm not very smart.
就是像说我不是很聪明。
But I will try.
但是我会尝试。
That's the first one.
这是第一个传统。
Second one.
第二个。
If the Lama say I will try.
如果这个上师说我会尝试。
It's a promise.
这就是一个承诺。
And they will not quit.
他们不会退，不会放弃。
Then there are many books. The carving.
有很多书雕刻。
It stops in the middle of a sentence.
就是在这个句子当中，一个句中间就停下来了。
Why?
为什么会这样
？They die.
因为他们死，那时候就死去了。
They die. Lama die.
就是上师死了。
Then the Lama, before they write a book, they make a promise.
然后这个上师在写书之前，
like, we are writing a book.
比如说我们在写书。
It's called China Love You.
但是我爱你。
中国爱你。
中国爱你，中国爱你。
We are writing a book together.
我们在写一本书。
Then we make a promise.
然后我们就许下承诺。
Either we will finish.
要不我们就完成它。
Or we will die.
要不我们就死。
But we won't quit.
但是我们不会放弃。
Then he's doing that.
他就在这么做。
That's an old tradition.
这是一个很古老的传统。
Either I will finish or I will.
要不完成，要不死。
Okay, which comes first?
哪个先呢？
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
你们准备好了吗？
Have some coffee. You're not. You are starting the book now.
你们现在才开始要讲这本书。
If you feel tired, go home.
如果累的话回家。
If you feel bored, go home.
如果觉得无聊回家。
If you have to pee pee, just go pee pee.
如果要小便的话就直接走就好。
Okay. If you're hungry, eat something.
如果饿的话吃点。
This is the different style.
这是不同的风格的课。
Late night teaching.
这是深夜教课。
It's a tradition.
这是一个传统。
In the daytime teaching.
在白天课堂的时候。
You have to look like that.
你一定要这样子，看上去这样子。
Even in the master, if you go like this.
甚至在寺庙，如果你这样子的话。
You will get the mala.
你会得到这个念珠的加持。
You will have to. Okay, here we go.
好，我们来开始。
De la de pel chiki dabe zepe temi tenju de dunki tapale. So Dharmakirti wrote 7 books.
所以法身菩萨写了七本书。
They're called the 7 books of.How we perceive things.
啊，就是叫做中文译成《英明七论》。
Trepayama Dabu Tenchi Shi. Four of those books are smaller books.
其中四本是更小的一些书。
Which he takes the subject in the 3 big books.
是把那其中三本书里面的一些主题拿出来。
And he will separate it.
然后把它独立出来。
And he will talk about it separately.
然后独立的去讨论。
We call Trepa in Tibetan.It means there's the mother book,
有母著啊，就是。
And then you take some subject,
然后把一些主题。
Like the whole teaching on the 12 links.
就像这个修因缘整个完整的教授。
Comes from 2 lines in the Abhisamma Vihara.
然后在 Abhisamma 当中的两条线索。
A whole genre of literature.
两行里面的。
Hundreds of books.
就是成百上。
It comes from 2 lines of that.
只是来自于其中的两行，是从两行里拉出两行出来，
对 ，expanded，
然后把它给
expanded from those two lines，
然后通过这两行去延伸。
So there are 4 smaller books，
所以有四本更小的书。
Yagyal Gyushin Drupa Shejawa， one of those 4 books，
其中一本书就是这四本
当
中的。
I will prove that other people exist，
就是我会证明他们是存在的。
Are they coming from you?
他们是不是来自于你的宗？
Yes，
是的。
Are they separate from you?
他们跟你是不是独立的？
Yes，
是的。
Can you have relationship with them?
跟他是否能产生一些关系？
Yes，
可以。
Then how?
那怎么会？
If they come from your mind，
如果他们来自于你的意识，
How are they separate?
那他跟你又是怎么独立的？
Then it's a very important question.
这是很重要的一个问题。
The more you talk about how things come from your mind, the better you can use it.
你越去探讨这个意识是。如何创造的事物，你就越能够去应用它。
Okay, and the better husband you are.
然后你就会有更好的、越好的丈夫。
And children.
还有孩子。
Like that. Okay.
就像是这样。
And the Tibetan, you say Jawala Ni. There are 2 points here.
这里有两个要点。
Chidun and Chungidun. Chidun means overview.
Chidun 就是概述。
Summary.
要去概括一下。
And 신근등 means I'll go word by word through the book.
신근등的意思是我要一字一句解释。
So first he's giving an overview.
首先他会给一个概述。
And tonight, we, if we're lucky, we finish the overview.
如果今晚我们幸运的话，可以把这个概述给讲完。
Otherwise you will die.
不然的话你们会死。
Okay. What is the lines in the mother book from which he took this little book? Where is the little book Chirpa from? In the mother book. Then he says, so there are four chapters to Dharmakirti's greatest classic. It's called Pramana Vartika. And he discussed how do you perceive things.
Okay.
Basically, there are two ways. What's in my head? Okay. Now, listen carefully. Try to listen. What's in my head? Then you think, I didn't hear a drop. Then you are using, now you are switching to logic. What's in my head? Pen, okay. Then in your mind is a picture of my hand. Then is it stronger to see the pen with your eyes? Or is it stronger to see the pen with your mind? We say equal. If the logic is strong, it's equal. Okay? Your logic is equal to direct perception. If it's careful. If it's logical. Okay. So this is called Munsum Tema. Pratyaksha in the Yoga Sutra. And this is called Jipak Tema. What is that? Pratyaksha Anuma Agama. Anuma. Anuma. Means logical. And we say they are equal. If you have a strong mind, if you're a very logical person, and to see even business money, get money directly, or think how to get money, if your mind is strong, and those are equal. So there are four chapters about that. First one is called Mun Sun Liu. Then it means Liu means chapter. Then it means the chapter about direct perception. So in that chapter, one line, seven words. He wrote this whole book. Okay, what did those seven words say? Essentially, they are the same thing. They are the same thing. Okay. Then, from that one line, he wrote this whole book. Then, what's he talking about? In the mind only school, I love this jinseng. It's very good for mind only school. We use this in the teaching manual. Then each school has their own explanation of Kongxing. And the mind only school explanation of Kongxing is very powerful. Then they will say, when I look at Stanley, or I look at my husband, We are one and the same thing. We are the same stuff. They will say we are the same stuff. We are one stuff. Same stuff. But what they mean is a special meaning. Then, I don't know, last lifetime.
可能在那个 last lifetime,
in my last lifetime,
在我的上一辈子的时候
I planted a seed.
我就种下了一颗种子
Like I helped my teachers.
譬如说我去帮助了我的上师之类的
Today,
那今天
when I sit down at this table,
那我在这个桌子前坐下
去 that seed open,
那个种子打开了
and it split,
然后会分开
like this gentle,
像这个人身体
then half become Michael,
其中一半就成了麦克
and half becomes Stanley,
另外一半就成为了 Stanley,
and so Michael can look at Stanley,
所以 Michael 可以看着 Stanley,
why?
为什么
Because I planted a seed in my life.
因为我在上一辈子种下了这个种子。
I help my teacher.
我帮助了我的上师。
Then life goes on, life goes on.
然后这个生命继续继续。
I died.
然后我死了。
Then I born again.
然后我再次受生。
Then I came to the top ginseng house.
然后来到这个顶级的人参房。
And then the seeds open and split.
种子打开然后分开。
And half become me.
一半成了我。
And half becomes Stanley.
一半成了 Stanley.
But
但是。
In their essence,
在这核心上
they are the same stuff.
本质上是同样的东西
Okay, that's a line.
这就是这一行的意思
Just one line.
就是一只是一行字
Okay, so he's from that one line, he wrote a whole book.
从这一行字，他就写了一整本书
Okay, so he said that's where it comes from.
这就是这本书的来源
Okay.
还好吧
All right. You okay? Not tired. You'll be tired.
Is he saying Dharmakirti wrote the book?
That's from the Pramanavartika.
Right, and he wrote
and
for the people
then he decided that one line should be expanded in a whole separate book. Dharmakirti decided. Because four of the books are expansions from single lines. Then he quotes another book. Namgye. Which is Pramana Vinishchaya. This is also written by
Dharmakirti.
It's one of the other four. Let me check something. I want to make sure that's correct. Sorry. It's one of the...It's the medium-length mother book.
抱歉，是澄清一下，是那个中等长度的母。
So the line I gave you just now.
我刚刚给大家讲的那一行原文。
Is from the long mother book.
是来自于最长的那本。
But he also quotes the medium mother book.
但是他也引用了这个中等长度的母。
Which is called the Pramana Vinishchaya.
就这样子。我不知道中文叫。
It says.
他就说到。
Now, Mr. Wu, that's why I thought, that's why I want to teach this today. He loves this thing. Then when I read it, I said, I have to show this to Mr. Wu. He will eat it like cake. Next week, he will teach it. Some teachers are like that. Ngomo la sopa nyam so nyong wa she jawa yang.When you say I saw blue,
当你说我看到蓝色的时候
I saw blue,
我看到蓝色。
对，让你我你娘亲娘我你呢 ？You are the when the mind
当你的意识
sees blue
看到蓝色
，the mind is experiencing itself.
这个意识在体验自己。
Dharmakirti said
这是法师的说法。
She so kikapsu, sukja la sope chusu nama tamche.All the things you see around you,
你在周遭所看到的所有一切
and all the sounds you hear,
所有你听到的声音
and all the coffee you taste,
所有你喝的咖啡
Rangi Semki Nyamcha Nangcha Nyamsu Nyongwatsam, you aren't seeing anything except your own mind.
你除了自己的意识之外，没有看到任何的东西。
You are seeing something appearing from your own mind.
你只是看到自己意识当中体现的东西。
When I look at blue,
当我看着蓝色的时候
，I'm just looking at a piece of my own mind.
我只是看着我意识的一部分。
Okay, so in that book he said,
所以在那本书当中他就说到
，You are experiencing your own essence.
你在经历着，你在体验自己。
It means when you look at blue,
意思就是当你看着蓝色的时候
，the seed split,
种子分支
，and this is the perception of blue.
这是这个对蓝色的
，and this is the blue
观感，然后这是蓝色。
But they are the same stuff.
这是他们是同样的东西。
They come from one seed.
来自于同一颗种子。
The blue and the perception and the eye which sees the blue.
蓝色以及看到蓝色的。
This is a mind only school.
这是唯识中的。
And he says.It's nothing more than that.
然后他就说，就不过如此了。
It's nothing more than that.
没有比这个有更多的了。
The word "only" in mind only means nothing more than mind.
啊，这唯识当中的唯啊，就是除了意识之外，没有别的东西，唯有意识。
In Sanskrit, In Sanskrit language.
在梵文当中。
My name is Chittamatra.
那我意思就是 Chittamatra.
So Chitta means mind.
Chitta 的意思就是意识。
In по-русски как сказать, I consider or I read you. I read
you.
You
ask Matra?
No, I consider.Or I do accounting.
另外一个
читаю.
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 Or I read.
Yeah, я читаю.
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 Yeah. Or I consider you handsome. Yes, читаю.
Я читаю.
Yeah. So читаю come from Sanskrit.
читаю这个是从法文
来的。читаю. Yeah. I think about it that way.
我是这么去认为。
So in Russian is more connected to Russian is much closer to Sanskrit than English.
就是这个法文比英文还要更加接近。
They both come from
俄罗斯文比英文还要更加接近。
But they both come from Sanskrit.
但是他们都是从法文演变。
Chitta means mind.
Chitta 的意思是意识。
Matra means only.
Matra 的意思就是唯一。
But the matra means.
Matra 的意思。
When you look at blue.
当你看着蓝色的时候。
There is nothing more than only your own mind.
就是除了唯一有你意识之外，别无其他事物。
The word is matra. Okay. In Tibetan word is.
这是藏文。
藏。藏。Hi, first tone. First count. Same 藏。
藏。
Okay. Mind only is cool.
就唯识中。
Then it's only your mind.
唯有你的意识。
Nothing more.
别无他物。
Okay. That's meaning of mind only.
这就是把。Okay.
You okay?
You're
not tired?
Great.
What part of the mind that's perceiving it as the same as seeing it separately?
What part of the mind is seeing it separately?
Yeah.
Ignorance.
Which is tainting the seed to see it separately.
In this school, the fact that that is empty of being separate.The blue is empty of being separate from the mind.
这个蓝色是缺乏与意识独立分开的现象。
That's emptiness in this school.
那就是这个唯识当中对空性的解释。
Is there a blue? Is there a Stanley who's separate from me in the karmic state?
有没有一颗就是独立于，就是不来自于同一个种子的 Stanley?
Then we say no.
我们说没有。
In this school, that's confusion.
在唯识这个宗派里面，这就是空性的意思。
Okay, that's meaning confusion.
这就是这个宗派当中对空性的意思。
Only mind is deceiving, right?
It's not. Well, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's less deceiving in his explanation.
Oh, okay.
We're going to talk about it.
我们要讲讲这些。
Because they do believe that.
When you see Stanley,
就是当你看到 Stanley 的时候。
Or when you kiss your husband,
或者当你亲吻你的丈夫的时候。
Are you kissing yourself?
你是不是在亲吻自己？
Okay, that's a question.
这是一个问题。
Is he my own mind?
他是不是我的意识？
Do I live in my mind?
我是不是住在我的意识？
Am I the most lonely person in the world?
那是我世界上最孤单的人。
All the people I see are just in my mind.
所有我看到的人都是在我意识里面。
Then it feels very strange.
也感觉很奇怪的。
I'm so lonely.
我这么孤单
哦。Everything is in my mind.
一切都在我的意识里面。
There's no people walking the street in Shanghai. They're all in my mind.
上海街上都没有人在走了，因为都在我的意识。
Then suddenly you feel.
突然间你就感觉。
Oh, I feel lonely.
好孤单
啊。Okay, 天津的绝佳空气质量相当特别。Send something to tell me shit to top maybe. Now he says very beautiful thing, Mr. Wu would like.
现在他说了很美妙的事情，吴先生会很喜欢。
If you want to understand this book,
如果你想要理解这本书的话
，you have no choice. Top me.
你别无选择。
Like what's top K mean?
Top K 是什么意思？
Yeah, skillful means. So top means means. Top me means no way. No way.
Top 就是没有。
If you want to understand this book by Dharma Kirti,
如果你想要理解法身菩萨这本书的话
，you must understand samsara.
你一定要理解 samsara.
Mind only
就是唯识中。
Okay. Then dukkha means siddhanta. Means a school of philosophy.
就是这个佛学体系。
To you cannot study this book unless I explain the mind only school general beliefs to you.
除非我跟你解释这个唯识中大概的意思、大概的思想，不然你是没办法理解
这本书的。Then we can start to read the book.
然后我们就可以来讲这本书了。
So by the way, you're going to get a very cool introduction to mindfulness.
所以顺便你可以得到很好的对这个唯识中的解释。
That's the goal. That's the goal for tonight.
那是我们今晚要完成的目标。
Maybe we can finish it.
或许我们可以讲完。
Maybe not. Maybe
或许也讲不完。
I'm not going to get tired.
我也不会累的。
I had coffee. I had ginseng.
我喝了人参，又喝了这个咖啡。
This is American ginseng.
这是美国人参。
Okay. Okay. So I. Therefore, I'll give you a introduction to my knowledge. After that, you will be able to understand my
conversation.
Then he gives a very beautiful short explanation of my
knowledge.
So let's try to do that.
Now,
if you feel tired, go home.
You don't have to stay.
It's not in the light. Okay. Or if you have a baby. Or... Yeah. You want to drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. They are sempti tamara nam dang number but some tamara ni dun dashing. Then that school has two names. One is mind only. One is perception only. One is mind only. One is perception of
me.
The long name of Semtam.
Semtam
to Mawa. It means those who say that it is all only mind. Or Rigpa Sam to Mawa means those who say everything is only your awareness. So those are two names for my
knowledge. Don't check things.
Okay, what's the other name of my knowledge?
Essential.
Yogacara. It means those who practice yoga. That's the other name of my
yoga.
Same. But that yoga is not the physical yoga. Okay, number eight, Samdhamarda. Number eight, but some ship in Samdha. But then he says, what does the only in mind only mean? If you understand that, you can understand a lot about mind
only.
Someday, Mikche Shepat Samne, Mikcha Dunshen Yopak Gog. They want, by saying only, the meaning of that word is that there is only a subject mind. There's only the subject mind. The seer. But there's no object, which is separate from the mind. Therefore, their name is mind only. Okay. There's only the seer.
And
what it sees is nothing but the mind itself.
除了是这个意识的一部分之外，别的什么都不是。
Okay, comfortable. So this is going a little further, like a mind only.
现在已经进入到更深一点为时钟的内容。
Okay, so in this system,
在这个体系里,
emptiness,
空性,
is the absence,
就是一个缺失,
of an object,
就是一个客体,
which is anything but the mind.
这个客体不是这个。
不是意识一部分的客体是不存在的，这是一种自缺。这是为什么把它称之为唯识。Okay. Then he quotes a book.
然后他就引用了一本书。It's called Nishupa.
The 20 verses.
就是二十一偈颂.
Who wrote the 20 verses?
是谁写的？
Aspandu.
就是四十。
It reached China.
唯识二十一。
It reached China, very famous.
It's
called Vinshati. Vinshati means the 20.
Vinshati means the 20.
Okay. So that's written by Vasubandhu. There's a commentary to that by Vinitadeva. And our Tibetan author is going to quote that.
Why is that a good book to quote?
Why should he quote Vinitadeva's commentary to Vasubandhu's 20 verses, which is a famous mind-only school text?
That's
not an Abhidharma text.
Why is it very appropriate that he quotes Vinitadeva? He wrote the only commentary to Dhammakirti's book. From India, from ancient. Okay, so that's a good guy to quote. If you know who it is, you say, oh, he's making sense. Okay, Vinitadeva said, in his commentary to
Vasubandhu,
Number Rikpatsam Sheng Jawani, why do we call them the school which is consciousness only school? Mipa Dangjiao. They believe there's no
object.
There's no group. They believe Mipa Dangjiao. Tao, I told you that word, right? To be unconnected. Tao. Means unconnected. Tao means connected. Very difficult. The word
Tao
comes from the sound of paper. It is Tao. So it means separating. There is no object. That's the meaning of the only in mind. Who said that? Vinitadeva. Who was he commenting on?
Vasubandhu
is 20 verses. Is that an Abhidharma word? No, it's a mind only. And that reached China, and it's a very big part of Chinese Chan. It's a very central text to Chinese Much more than Middle Way. Yes, ma'am.
How could it possible that they said there's no object when they said that there's something out there existing from its own side?
It's understood to mean which is separate from the mind.
Okay,
is there an object? Yes. Is there an object which is separate from the
mind?
And in this school, separate means didn't come from the same karmic seed. There's something that looks like an object. But that's your own mind. Now, if that's true, then when you kiss your husband, you're kissing
yourself.
Looks like separate person.
看上去是一个独立的,
but it's not.
但其实不是.
Now I ask you a question. Okay, in case we have an earthquake.
So, 就是以防我们有地震,
and we have to stop. Ask you a question. Does Dharmakirti think your husband is a separate person or not? Why does he think that?
Because
he named the book. His position is the name of the book. I will prove to you that other people do. Santana, Antara, Siddhi. The name of the book is I will prove to you other people do. So Rang Luke, our own system, Dharmakirti system is. Yes, your husband is. And you are not living in your mind. The world is real. Okay? Don't worry. The purpose of this book is to answer the Beijing question. Don't worry, everything's okay. You can talk to your friend. You are not talking to yourself. You're not like a crazy person. Okay, now somebody is already attacking our author. This is the old Buddhist way to write a book. In America, when you write a book, you just say, this is true, this is true, this is true, this is true. Buddhist, when they write a book, first guy will say, this is part of you. This is not separate object from your mind. Then we get the other guy used to come in the room and say, What are you talking about?
然后别的人就可以经常会跟你
Why you say that?
你为什么这么说
Then we, it's more fun. We can learn from the fighting.
我们可以通过这个争吵
okay, It's a much better educational system.
学习这是更好的教育体系
okay, They get, the other guy will come in.
别人可以走进
He'll burst into the door.
他会推门而入
Bam, bam. What are you talking about?
在讲什么
What about this? Then he said, Shepe Migyo Mena, if there's no object of the mind, Shejaya means there's nothing you can know.
那意思就是你没有能够可以学习的东西。
And the word in Buddhism for reality,
这个佛教当中这个实相，这个真实现象这个词啊，
is all the things you can know.
就是
That's the word in Buddhism for reality. They say all the things you can know.
佛教当中这个真相的意思就指的就是你所能够知晓的一切。
Okay, in Buddhism,
在佛教当中
we don't say reality.
我们不会说这个真相。
谢者，
我们叫谢者。
All the things you can know,
就是你所能知晓的一切。
Is the word in Buddhism for reality?
这是佛教当中特指这个真相的词。
If there's no object, you can know.
如果你没有能够所知道的课题
then how the hell can there be reality?
那怎么可能是现实
if the meaning of reality is all the objects you can know,
如果现实的意思就是你所能够知晓的一切
then, and you say there's no object,
然后你又说没有课题
then are you saying there's nothing real?
然后你是不是说没有一切都是
Are you saying your husband's not real?
你是不是在说丈夫
Okay, this is a cool...It's cool, so they come in and fight right away.
This
is a very cool argument. Send us some le chung We believe in the world, there is only mind and the functions of the mind. That's all. Who's talking? My name
is.
Don't say we don't believe in any object.
不要认为我们不相信任何的课题，就是存在的课题。
We do.
我们是相信的。
How many?
有多少
？Two.
两个。
What are they?
他们是什么
？Mind and the functions.
意识以及意识的功能。
That's a long story.
这是一个很长的故事。
You wanna go there?
你们要听听吗
？Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Abhidhamma, first opening lines of.Abhidhamma. These are the opening lines. What's it mean? All the stuff in the world, there are two kinds. Changing and unchanging. Okay.Then there are very few unchanging things.
有非常少的不变的东西。
In the Abhidhamma system,
在阿比达摩的体系
there are only three.
只有三种。
Nankata Nikopani, empty space.
空间是一种。
Emptiness, which you understand intellectually.
就是你智上你这个智能上理解的空间。
And emptiness, which you perceive directly.
以及是你直接证悟的东西。
These are the only three unchanging things in the world.
这是世界上唯一三个不变的东西。
Then there are three kinds of changing things.
还有三种变化的东西。
Physical things.
物质上的东西。
Matter.
这是物质。
Okay. Then mind.
然后意识。
Then stuff like Stanley.
然后像 Stanley 这样的东西。
Stanley.Stanley is not Stanley's body.
Stanley 不是 Stanley 的身体。
Stanley is not Stanley's mind.
Stanley 不是 Stanley 的意识。
Stanley is an idea that has both of those.
Stanley 就是又有身体又有意识的一个理念。
So those are three kinds of changing things.
所以这是三种变化的东西。
The mind one,
意识这个
has two parts.
有两部分。
Your main awareness,
你是主要的这个觉知。
And then, I don't know, 51 functions.
以及大概有51种功能。
Jealousy,
嫉妒。
Anger.
愤怒
desire
欲望
understanding
理解
feeling
感受
so there are functions of the mind
所以有意识的这个功能
parts of the mind
意识的部分
so in this when the guy said to him
当这个人跟他说
do you believe the blue is separate from the mind or not
你是否相信这个蓝色是独立于意识的
no
不相信
so you say there's no separate object
所以你说就是没有独立的个体了
right
对
So you must be saying there's no objects, and you must be saying there's no existence, and you must be saying there's no reality.
所以你就说肯定没有这个对象个体了，那就没有存在了，那就没有现实。
Then the minority guy said, wait, slow down.
然后这个维持中就说
Those last three you said very fast.
你最后三个你讲得很快。
Okay, we do believe in that things exist.
我们的确相信事物是存在。
We do believe in reality.
我们的确相信有现实。
But all of those categories, unchanging thing, changing thing.
那所有这些分类啊，不变的变化的东西。
Things you see, things you hear.
你所听所看到的东西。
All of them.
所有的一切
are only your mind and your mental function.
它都只是你的意识和你意识的功能。
So don't say we think nothing exists. It's not true.
所以不要说我们认为我们，不要说我们认为事情是不存在的，这不是对的。
Sam dal sam le chua kona ye par de.
It's fine. It's just that.
Only those things, mind and the function.
只有这些东西，就是只有意识以及意识的功能。
对 ，we believe.
对，我们是这么相信的。
Okay, comfortable?
还舒服吗
？This must be mind only.God speaking.
这一定是维持中的这个说法。
You said intellectually understanding emptiness, I'm not changing.
The emptiness which is understood intellectually in the Abhidhamma school is the second of the three kinds of unchanging. Okay. Or the third, second, yeah. Okay. Then he quotes the same book.
然后他引用同一本书。
Which is what book?
哪一本？
Which usually the last book he quoted.
通常就是他最后引用这一本。
It's a commentary in the 20 verses.
是一个论述
by
Vinitadeva.
Then he says, Bashipin Namaripa Tsamshe, Soma Dan Zimbana Towe, Sanda Samna Chua She Jawa Tatsi Go. When we say everything is just the mind, what we're saying is, there are no subjects and there are no objects.It's just all mind and the functions of
the mind. 他们都只是意识和意识的功能。
Okay, there's an illusion.
这是一个幻想。
Of the subject and the object.
主体跟客体的幻想。
But the,
主体跟客体。
The substance of them.
那是他们的核心。
It's just all mind.
都只是意识。
Stuff is mind.
这是同样的东西。
Even the blue.
甚至这个蓝色。
Even the blue plastic.
这个蓝色的盖子
，It's made
of
mind and
都是由意识和意识功能所创造的。
Okay, masquerading as blue.
Masquerading.
Pretending to be blue.
假装是蓝色。
Okay, very. That's a mind only school.
这就是唯识中。
Okay, Dona.
Dona.
Number Rupa Samdi Mawani. Then he likes to make a little summary after he says confusing things.
当他说一些很疑惑的东西的时候，他喜欢做一个概述。
Let's just summarize.
他就说让我们来概括一下。
Rigatsang de Mawani, what does the mind only school believe?
唯识中的思想是什么
?Sheja Tamshe Shebek Nagni to Mawate. All objects of the mind
意识的所有的客体
are essentially one and the same with mind.
从本质上来讲跟意识都是同样的。
Then he's using the language which Dharmakirti used. In the one line from which he wrote this book. Because that line said, all of this is one and the same essentially with that. So he's showing off. He's using a little Dharmakirti. Dhani Chicharani. Now, he says,When we say everything is essentially one and the same as your mind,
那当我们说一切皆在本质上皆跟你的意识相同的时候
，essentially the blue is one and the same with your mind.
那本质上这个蓝色跟你的意识是同一个东西的时候
，What does it mean to be one and the same essentially? Tell me what it means.
告诉我这个本质上是同一个东西是什么意思
？Then he says, "I'll give you an example."
他就说好，我给你一个例子。
Many 才会当你。Fire is essentially one and the same as heat.
火在本质上跟热是一样的。
You cannot split them.
是没办法把它分开的。
Fire is just one kind of heat.
火只是一种热。
Okay, comfortable?
舒服吗
？That means one and essentially one and the same.
意思就是它们本质上是同一个东西一样的。
The relationship between blue and your mind.
这个蓝色跟你意识的关系
is very similar to the relationship between heat and fire.
跟火与热之间的关系是非常类似的。
Yeah, they're inseparable.
它是不可分割的。
Same stuff.
同样的东西。
Okay, comfortable? That's what one and the same essentially means.
就是这个本质上唯一同一的意思。
Your eyes are inseparable.
他的眼睛在往下。
The first person falls asleep, I'm going to go home. Sawale looks me. You cannot find a fire which is separate from heat. And you cannot find a blue which is separate from your mind. Okay, so don't think of it as the same star. Think of them as sharing an identity. It's closer than same star. To be an object is to be the mind. To be fire is to be heat. Okay? This is deeper than same stuff. When we say same stuff in mind only school, it means they share an identity.
Actually, can you use another word for identity?
Essence?
It's not the same.
I'll give you an example.
举个例子,
this is important later. If we get there. If we reach there. So there are many kinds of cars. Like Toyota. Mercedes. You know. Bentley. Chevrolet.
Okay,
there are many kinds of cars. Now let's examine the relationship between a Mercedes and car. Is it true to say that to be a Mercedes is to be a car?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, can you turn it around? If you are a car, are you always a Mercedes? No. Okay, so this way, we say to be blue is to be the mind. Okay. That's identity. Tricky, difficult.
Okay.
Very powerful. We don't say the object and your mind are made of the same stuff. The word says that, but it's not the meaning. To be an object is to be the mind. Like Toyota and car. Okay? Okay, we'll get there. So what we believe is there's no such thing as a Mercedes which is not essentially a car. And there's no such thing as an object which is not essentially your mind. Same relationship. Okay, here we go. We're not going to go much more, okay? I'm also getting tired. Let's do a little bit. Just a little bit. Last night I slept 2 hours. Next to me they're having a party. I couldn't sleep. Day I end day number shape and you sit and dollar sopa cubic corner, suda socks and no watching one bato, suda so longing moon ne number tepa mayimpe, suso tonga shape, but then I do not send tonga yonyente. So I'll tell you what I mean. Number shape and you sit and dollar sopa cubic corner, your mind itself becomes blue. Okay. Gone. Now watch one. And then it looks like blue. But it's not like blue is coming towards you. From blue. You are looking at your own mind. Appearing as blue. But that blue doesn't exist out there by itself. In mindfulness, when you look at the blue, you are watching your own mind. Is this the belief of the Lord Buddha? Yes or no?
是还是不是?
I'll give you another question.
我要给你们另外一个问题。
Did Lord Buddha invent the mindfulness school?
佛陀有没有发明这个唯识宗?
He did.
他有。
Yeah, yeah.
是的，当然。
Is it his own school?
是不是他自己的?
No, okay. Okay, so Buddha taught four great schools.
所以佛陀有教了四个四大部。
Three of them are wrong.
其中三个是错的。
Then why Buddha teach wrong school?
那为什么佛陀要教授错的宗派
？Because the student wasn't ready.
因为那个弟子没有准备好。
So he taught lower school.
所以他就把他们教更低的东西给他们。
By teaching them lower school, they will get higher, and then later he can teach them higher school.
那教这个更低的宗派就可以把他们带得越来越高，最后就可以教更高的宗派。
And by studying the lower school,
通过学习下部啊。
You can understand the higher.
你就可以理解上部。
Okay, which is mind only.
那就是。
Sorry, middle way.
这是中观。
Then, by the way, all secret teaching.
而且所有的这个密宗。
All tantra.
所有的这个金刚乘。
Is middle way.
都是中观的。
Then mind only.
那这个唯识。
Is the highest school before middle way.
就是在中观之前最高级的。
And very sophisticated.
而且是非常成熟的
and very helpful,
非常的有效的
to learn it.
去学习是很有用的
because it's very close to correct 空性
因为它跟正空性正见是很接近的
so it's good to learn it.
所以学习它是很好的
OK, here we go
好我们开始
马英北苏苏通为学把德达顿了三通音的 so so when you say the you are seeing blue
所以当你当我们说你看到的蓝色
Dunna means in actuality
Dunna 的意思就是实际上
Symptom
Symptom
Symptom Tonga Like Tonga You're
seeing
your own mind You're watching your own mind
你在看着自己的意识
Okay, when you see blue
当你看蓝色的时候
In essentially
那本质上
You are watching your own mind
你就在看自己的意识
OkayHe's trying to teach us the mind only school.
他在尝试教我们唯识。
In like 5 minutes or less.
五分钟教我们。
Take Dule.
Take Dule.
Then he quotes a book.
然后他引用了一本书。
It's called the Summary of the Greater Way.
就是叫做就是啊 Greater Way.
Greater Way Mahayana.
Okay, 是大乘之概述。
Who wrote it?
是谁写的
？Mr. Moon knows.
吴先生可能知道。
Summary of the Greater Way.
大乘的概述，大乘经要还是
？In Sanskrit, Mahayana Sangraha, Mahayana Sangraha,
就像 Mahayana Sangraha.
It's written by Sangha.
就是也是无著菩萨说的。
Half brother of Vasubandhu.
就是世亲菩萨的这个。
But Sangha is the main mind only school guy. No talking, no talking. Stop that.
无著菩萨是。
Anybody have a big rosary?
如果有大念珠的话。
We have to have a little discipline in this.
He wanted to guess that.
See, the smart, the intelligent student will make sure no one brings a rosary.
聪明的弟子要确保不会有人带念珠。
No, it's okay, it's okay.
开玩笑了。
I'm just kidding.
开玩笑。
This one's not good for beating.
这个打人不太好。
Okay, take it. Data sem nyamba shapa na sheje sugnyen namba ngapa la sopa kanda kanto wa deni sem towate. Means data sem nyamba shapa na, if you go into deep meditation, sheje sugnyen namba ngapa la, when you see the reflection of your own mind,
当你看到自己这个自己意识的
Like in a mirror.
看到自己意识的映射反应
When you see the reflection of your own mind.
当你看到自己意识的映射的时候
As blue.
是蓝色
Then actually you are watching your own mind.
那实际上你在看自己的意识
That implies when you look at your husband, you are looking at your own mind.
那这就意味着当你在看着你的丈夫的时候，你就在看着自己的意识
And that seems wrong.So we need to go deeper. Okay, don't get sleepy yet.
不要，还不要睡着。
Then I went and found that quotation. It's pretty cool.
嗯，我找到这个引用是很酷的。
We have all of them in the cooking hall.
在电脑里面，所有都有这些资料。
I can go through 1,000 经。
我可以就是随便就找一千本经。
In 3 seconds.
三秒钟就可以搜索。
I can find
一千本书就找到那个。
This is the project we are doing.
那是我们在做的这个项目。
To put them all in.
把他们都放在电脑里面。
Yeah, I can check the words.
然后可以去搜索那个。
In 3 seconds.
三秒钟内。
Number 写本你书抓到什么圈内？得到哪位杨元的？So what's really happening is your own mind is turning into what you see.
就是把就是
And it's turning into what you heard. And then it's appearing to you. So your own mind is turned into blue. And then you are watching. You are watching your own mind appear as blue. Then he quotes the Sungchupa. This is called the 30 verses. We already studied the 20 verses. Who wrote the 20
verses?
Vasubandhu. Okay, now he's quoting the 30 verses. Who wrote the 30 verses? Also
Vasubandhu.
Yes, it's the same. Not so done in Kanchen number Shepard Gear, but then he quotes, this is the opening lines.
That is the Kaipian Ji.
Of that book, and it means all the different things you, all the different things in your life. You are just watching your own mind. Those are the opening words. Okay. If you want to know the real opening, there's one opening line he didn't mention. Daktan Chisen near Dopa. All these things you call me. And other things. All of them you are just looking at your own mind.
这一切其实你只是在看自己的意识.
Who said that?
是谁说的?
Vasubandhu.
就是事情大事。
Then someday we can study it.
有一天我们可以去学习。
Alright, then there's a commentary to that.
然后对此还有一个论述。
Written by Lodhen.
Lodhitemba.
Which means Sthiramati. This famous commentator in India. He wrote a commentary on the 30 verses. Then Daktan Chenam Lupala Nyewa Dopa Ni Mayeno Shijawan De Chita Bushena. When you say me and the stuff around in my life, those things you call me and the things in my life, they are not what you are calling me. He says that.
Okay.
Then he says, what do I mean?
Doctor
Chunam ni number shape gibble chulo mam neva chino. All you and the things in your world, they are not out there. They are your own mind. That's the
possible.
And his commentary. Okay. He's just backing up what he said. Okay, I'm going to skip to... We'll finish
there.
I know your legs are
hurt.
I sat in the monastery for 25 years. 5, 6, 7, 8 hours every day. Hot. Raining. Roof is leaking. We cannot move. It's like this. We don't have any money. We are all like poor. And I suffer. And I said, later. When I become teacher, I will make you students. Deta Sutta Bala Sope Keji Chupo Tamche. So all the 10 doors of sense. So
of
your sense doors.
就是你的感受的十个门，十扇门.
They have all. Now here's a very cool thing. Okay.
现在是一个很酷的事情，要听着.
They are all coming out of the same place.
他们都是同一个地方出来的.
Where?
哪里?
They're coming from a nearland. Nearland means. Okay, there are two kinds of causes. When you plant a tree, there's the tree seed, and there's the water and the fertilizer and the sun. And those are two different kinds of causes.
The
tree seed, we call the material cause, which turns into the tree. Then the sunlight, the water, fertilizer, earth, they are contributing.
Okay.
So he asked a question. What is the material cause of the 10 sense doors? What opens and turns into them? Okay, ready? What are the 10, by the way? Normally there are 12. There are 18 dhatus.
Oh, yeah.
There are 12 ayatanas.
Oh, yeah.
And the 5 heaps. First chapter of Abhidhamma question. You can divide the world into the 5 heaps. You can divide the world into the 12 ayatanas. Doorways upstairs. Or you can divide it into the 18 dhatus, which means categories. So normally there are 12 doorways. Which means the eye and the eye consciousness, and its object, which is color and shapes. Then there's the ear, and the ear consciousness, and the sound, nose, and the smell, tongue.
舌,
and the taste,
还有这个味觉,
and body and the feeling,
还有身体以及感受,
of the clothes, of the
这个衣服的触觉等等.
Then there's mind,
然后有意识,
and all the things which you hear in your mind,
以及你意识当中所听到的一切.
Okay, so there's 12,
所以有12,
6 times 2,
6×2,
6 objects, 6 subjects.
就是六个主体的,
why did he restrict his discussion to 10?
为什么要把他的对象把他的讨论限制到十呢？十个?
So he's not separating the mind because
it's obvious mind comes from mind. Okay?
很明显就意识是来自意识的,
but it seems like blue doesn't come from mind.
但看上去蓝色好像不来自于意识。
So he's trying to explain to us.
所以他尝试跟我们解释.
10 doors of sense. It's already a strange word because nobody ever talks about 10 doors of sense.
这十根本已经很奇怪了，没有人会这么说的。
What he means is blue.
意思就是蓝色.
Then now I ask you a question, okay? And we can start. We don't have to go very long. Because I know you are tired. I'm not tired.
Okay.
I got ginseng. I hope it lasts for like 50 years. Okay. Longer. He says, now, and I ask you, so knowing the difference between the two kinds of causes, material cause and contributing cause. Material cause is the seed which turns into the tree. Contributing cause is the water, the fertilizer, the sunlight, and the soil. Tell me, what's the material cause for blue? And the awareness of blue, for sounds, the awareness of sounds, for smells, the awareness of smells, for taste, the awareness of taste. And what's the seed which turned into them? In the monastery we say, you have a mind only school hat on tonight. Don't wear a middle way school hat.
不要戴这个中观的帽子,
tonight you are mind only.
The
consciousness
would it be the seed that's creating
the mind? He says, okay, listen, he said, somebody said consciousness, somebody said seed. He answers the question. The nirman, the material cause, is nangi shepa am de bhakcha kangrum. It means the inner mind, or you can say the bhakcha.
内在的因或者是
bhakcha, the seed. Bhakcha means mental seed. That whole thing we always talking about, DCI. Mr. Sin. Sanskrit name is Vasana. Okay, or Sanskara. Either name.
General statement.
Yeah, now he says a very...
What is the seed that makes you see this seed?
Well, he's answering it very... very interesting. You want to know what turns into your eye and your eye consciousness? You can say it's the inner mind. Or you could say the seed. That's generally, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Now let's go further, because it's sexy. It's cool.
When he says that, it means you can't use your iPhone.
Then he says, then you can kiss your husband.
他就说,
okay, let's see.
我们来看一看.
Now everyone going to go home and see their husband and go.
每个人回到家看到他丈夫。
So all that outer stuff,
所以这外在的东西,
and the eye which sees it,
以及就是你眼睛,
is coming
看到的眼睛,
either from
要不就是来自于,
your inner mind,
你内在的意识,
or the seed.
或者是种子,
okay, then, Chiro Du Sakpe Gombu Tang Bambo Sewa Mindu Yu Chen Yang De La Tu Pong. And if you want to know the reason why this school doesn't accept stuff made of atoms, including cell phones,
包括手机,
we talk about in Mexico, this is why they don't. So, you know, what he says, I'm not going to explain it to you. But if you think about it, the cause of the blue
这个蓝色的成因,
is your own mind.
这是你自己的意识,
or you can say mental state.
或者你可以说, 意识的种子,
then from that statement,
从这个说法来看,
you yourself can understand why in this school they don't accept atoms.
你自己就可以去弄明白为什么这个宗派不接受原子这一说。
Okay. But he adds the word outer.
然后他加了一个词叫外在的。
No, and he adds the word conglomerations or balls of stuff made of atoms.
然后他也加了这个 conglomeration, 就是形成原子的那些东西,
which exist outside.
就是外在存在的这些东西。
So from that description of the Nirlin,
从这个对种子的说法当中,
you can understand why
为什么,
in this world
在这个为时中,
they don't believe in bunches that things are made of atoms, like cell phones are made of atoms.
他们为什么不相信，不认为这个东西啊，这个iPhone是由原子组成的？
Okay. Is it because the material, the effect of a material cause has to resemble the cause? Because Dark Hirschi's description from probably
works. Well, you missed me. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
You're saying you can understand why they don't accept things being made of atoms. Right after,
outer clumps of atoms.
Right.
You better say it that way.
And then you said it's what because things are, because the material cause for them is the seeds in the mind.
You can say that.
So then,
well, that must be what he's saying. Now, why that's true, you gotta cook it.
Or below,
I'm not gonna tell you.
Okay.
Because he didn't tell me. Okay, 5 more minutes.
然后再讲一次。
Hang in there.
让大家坚持。
Something important coming.
重要的事情。
No talking in the class. We're doing the old way.
不要说话。
No laughing in the class. No laughing in the class. Let's take this one example.
我们来举一个例子。
Something is appearing as blue. In our past lives, we saw many blue things. And based on that,
基于此,
we have planted a bokchak in our mind.
We
planted a seed in
our mind.
For seeing blue, for having blue appear to us again.
让我们能够再次,
that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw blue in many past lives,
因为我们在很多的过去世当中看到了蓝色,
we planted seeds in our minds,
然后在意识当中种下了种子,
for our mind to appear blue to us in the next life.
然后就让我们的, okay, 让我们在下一辈子这个意识还可以化成蓝色, okay, 让我们看到.
Shakpa means that's how we planted those seeds.
下半意思就是我们是这么种下这些种子的。
means those seeds opened in this life.
那这个这句话的意思就是这些种子在这一生当中打开。
Then a beautiful, he says an unbelievable thing.
然后他说了一个很不可思议的事情。
Bokchak de ni cha ni su ke. It's very, the language is like stunning. Okay.
语言非常的惊人。
It's like seeing a really beautiful man or girl.
就好像感觉给人感觉看到一个令人惊讶的那个美女或者帅哥一样。
Bokchak de ni means that one seed.
他就说到这一颗种子,
It's split.
分开了
into two pieces.
成为了两部分.
Okay, there's a seed.
这里有一颗种子.
And it's split.
然后分开.
Now, because he says it here, which is so cool.
他这里就直接说了.
K means it's split.
K 的意思就是分开.
Chachik numbo.
Chachik numbo.
One part of the split became the blue.
一部分的分就成了蓝色.
Chachik munting mixture secure. And one part became the eye consciousness, which is seen blue.
一部分就成为了眼睛以及眼识.
Okay, there he says it. Okay.
他是这里说的.
One seed.
一颗种子.
Split into.
分成了,
when it ripened.
当它打开的时候,
when it, in this life.
在此生当中打开的时候,
it split into blue.
它分开成一部分是蓝色,
另外一部分就是对蓝色的组织。 Okay. The chat, let me just give a yinbei. Therefore, we can say.
因此我们可以说,
that blue
那个蓝色,
and the awareness of blue
以及对蓝色的觉知,
have come from the same single seed.
是来自于同一颗种子,
material cause.
这是物质的因,
they have come from the same single material.
他们来自于同一个物质,
okay, almost finished. Two more minutes.
快要讲了,
2 more minutes. Nearlanchikdekebezechikdeyangdute. Because they have come from the same material seed, we can call them Zechik.
Okay.
The word Zechik is a huge subject in Buddhism.
切切这个词啊, it means same stuff.
But it has a very special meaning. Are Mercedes and car the same stuff or not?
Depends.
I mean, one way can we say they are?
Exactly.
某种, yeah. 一个方式我们说是可以的,
to be a Mercedes,
就是如果是奔驰车的话,
is to be a car.
它一定就是车.
That's not what you mean in English normally when you say they are made of the same
thing. 但通常在语言当中我们说同一个东西并不是这个意思。
But in Buddhist philosophy,
但在佛教哲学里,
when you say
但我们说,
same stuff,
同样的东西,
it very often means
它很经常的一个意思就是,
set and substrate.
就是这个,
to be one is to be the other.
分类,
to be one
你是这一个的话,
is to be the other.
那就是另外一个,
to be a Mercedes
你是奔驰车,
is to be a car.
那就是一辆车.
So in Buddhism,
在佛教中,
same stuff.
同样的东西,
it doesn't mean they're both made of mental stuff. It doesn't mean that.
并不是说他们都是由意识做成的,
to be one. Is to be the other. Now, in this example, tell me what's the one and tell me what's the other. To be blue is to be the awareness. Or is to be mind. Cool? Because it's very confusing when the mind only closed school says emptiness is the absence of
God.
Okay. In the mind only school,
唯识中里面,
what is emptiness?
空性是什么?
Emptiness is emptiness of a blue which is not the mind.
空性的意思就是一个不是意识的蓝色的缺失.
That's emptiness.
那就是空性.
In the mind only school.
在唯识中里面.
What is the test if something is emptiness or not in Buddhism?
那在佛教当中, 如何去检测一个东西是否是空性的?
The test is,
的测试就是,
does it help you stop your negative emotions?
它有没有帮助你停止你的烦恼?
And reach the nirvana is the same thing.
正得涅槃,
stop your negative emotions.
停止你的负面情绪,
reach nirvana.
还有正得涅槃,
same meaning.
同样的意思.
So we have to find out if this is a useful emptiness.
要证明这是否是有用的空性,
we must ask the question.
我们一定要问一个问题。
If you come in the kitchen and your husband says, you are stupid.
如果你进入到厨房,你的丈夫跟你讲,你是个笨蛋,
and you understand he came from the same seed, you and him.
如果你理解,就是你跟他是来自于同一颗种子的话,
which you planted last week when you called your kids stupid.
那就是你在上一周当你骂你的小孩是笨蛋的时候所种下的那一颗种子.
Will that emptiness
这种空性会不会
help you to not get angry?
帮助你不生气?
Yeah. If you understand the reason your husband called you stupid is you called the kids stupid. Here you called the kids stupid.
But
last week,
上一周,
Monday,
Tuesday.
周二。
Wednesday.
周三。
Thursday.
周四。
Friday.
周五。
Saturday is 6 o'clock.
六。
You come in the kitchen.
进入到厨房。
You open the door.
打开门。
That's it. Open.
总之打开了那一个门。
And it's
split. 然后分开两部分。
Me.
成为了我。
And my husband.
以及我的丈夫。
And he says you are stupid.
然后他就说你是个笨蛋。
If you understand.
如果你理解。
Sunday, Saturday, Friday.
周六、周五、周三、四。
It came from yelling at the kid.
来自于就是你骂小孩的那颗种子。
Then can you remove your anger? Which is nirvana?
能否你能够去除你的愤怒？那就是涅槃。
Will it help you?
他会不会帮到你？
Yeah, of course.
会的，当然会。
Then you don't blame your husband.
这样你就不会去那个抱怨指责你的丈夫。
It's your fault.
那是你自己的错。
You yelled at the kids last week.
你是上一周自己骂了孩子。
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
周一、周二、周三、周
四。Seat open.
桌子打开。
Split.
然后分
吃。One becomes you.
一个成为了你。
One becomes husband.
一个成为了丈夫。
Then he says you are stupid.
然后他说你是个笨蛋。
Why?
为什么？
You call the kids stupid.
因为是你先骂了孩子。
Last week,
上一周。
If you understand me,
如果你理解这一点的
，Can you become better person?
你能否成为一个更好的人
？Yeah.
是的。
Can you stop your anger?
能否停止愤怒
？Yeah.
是的。
And that's nirvana.
那就是涅槃。
Is it beautiful?
那是不是佛位呢
？No, nirvana is just the first step to nirvana.
但佛那个涅槃只是正的。
Okay, one moment.
再讲一分钟，
Therefore,
因此
，the words.Same stuff.
同样东西，同一个东西这个词的意思
came from the same seed.
就是来自于同一颗种子。
Okay.
好吗
Last now, last sentence.
最后一句话，我保证。
Senor Odimokos. Mr. Last thing.
最后一点，先生。
Day cheer, say jin la nang wei ngumbo, say jin rangi bao chek li du bei yin bei, chu jin la min nang ten.And then I'll stop.、Okay? It's a very beautiful place.
这是一个很美妙的地方。
So in the Buddhist scripture,
在佛教经文当中
in English,
在英文里
when you want to say、this guy and that guy,
当你想要说这个人和那个人的时候
and you give them a name like,
会给他们一个名字，像是说
we have the names that we use, right? John andWe will pick the two most common names.
我们会选最常见的两个名字。
Mary and Peter or something.
玛丽跟
That's a really common.
彼得。
What do you say? We say Joe and John and Joe or something. John and Jane, they say. Yeah.
约翰跟詹姆斯。
In English, you will. I don't know. It's like Huang and Chen.
就可能姓黄姓陈。
You know? Okay, so now they use it in Buddhism.
在佛教当中。
You always use Devadatta and Yajna.
你总会用 Devadatta 跟 Yajna.
In the ancient times.
在古时候。
It's the two names you always use.
就是你经常用的两个名字。
So if you're going to be a translator, you should know that.
如果你是要做翻译的话。
These are just generic two guys.
就是一个泛指的两个人。
Okay, here it is. Daycheer, therefore.
因此。
Hey, Jin Lan Nan Wei Nunbo. When blue appears to Devadatta,
当这个蓝色出现到 Devadatta,
guy number one,
就是第一个人的。
When blue appears to guy number one,
当蓝色呈现在第一个人眼前。
Hey, Jin Lan Ki Bao Chang Kui Zhu Bei Yin. It's coming from Devadatta's own mental seeds.
那是来自于这第一个人的意识种子的。
And therefore,
所以因此
it will not necessarily appear to guy number two.
他不一定会以同样的方式呈现给第二个人。
Okay. Because when guy number one sees a pen,
当第一个人看到一支笔的时候
，that pen came from his own mind.
那支笔是来自于他自己的意识的种子。
Therefore,
因此
，that other being like a dog,
另外一个生命像狗一样的
，he may not see the same thing.
他可能不会看到同样的东西。
Cool. 嗯。Rang Chi Bhagat to be in the chair. Therefore, it may not necessarily appear to the other person.
因此，它不可能会呈现给另外一个人。
If you know that,
如果你懂得话
you won't fight over music anymore.
你不会再为音乐争吵。
Okay, Neil Young's the best music in the world.
尼尔杨的音乐是全世界最好的。
Okay, you won't say that.
你不会这么说。
Because it doesn't sound good to other people.
因为别人听起来不好听。
Okay, understand?
明白吗？
Then that, if you understand that, all the wars in the world will stop.
如果你理解这一点的话，世界上所有的战争都会停下来。
Yeah, they don't see the same thing I see.
因为他们没有看到我所看到同样的东西。
Why? I never see the same thing.
因为其实我从来都没有看到跟你一样的东西。
I never hear the same song you hear.
我从来都没有听到你听到的同一首歌。
Why?
为什么
？Why?
为什么
？Tell me you can go home.
告诉我的话，你们就可以回家。
Maybe don't want to go home.
或许你不能
回家。
Yeah, when you hear a song,
因为当你听到一首歌的时候
，that song coming from your seed.
那首歌来自于你的种子。
Then when I hear that song,
那我听到那首歌的
，it's coming from my seed.
来自于我的种子。
And it won't be the same.
那不可能是一样的。
Not the same song.
Then you say.Gisela, listen to this song.
然后你就说，跟小叔听听这一首歌。
I always tell them, listen to this song.
我总是告诉他们说，听听这首歌。
Oh, I got this new song.
哎呀，这个我有这种新歌啊。
Then I play it for them.
然后就为他们播出。
Then they always say something very bad.
说一些很糟糕的话。
Interesting.
很有趣。
It means they don't like it.
意思就是他们不喜欢。
Because the song they hear is coming from a separate seed.
因为他们听到的那首歌是来自于另外的种子。
In their own mind.
他们自己的意识里。
The same song is coming from two different seeds.
同样一首歌是来自于不同的种子。
And two people are hearing two different songs.
两个人听到的是两首不一样的歌。
If you understand that,
如果你理解这一点
，you won't fight with them.
你就不会跟别人有争吵。
They are seeing something else.
因为他们看到的是别的东西。
They are hearing something else.
他们听到的也是别的东西。
Is ginseng wine delicious?
这个人参酒好不好喝呀
？That's something to say.
有人说，
something to say.
有人说，我当然。
I'm the Yasuo. I belong to the Yasuo.
我属于这个
delicious.
认为它好喝的那一派。
But that's why some people like something and other people don't like.
这就是为什么有人喜欢这个东西，有人不喜欢。
Because it's coming from two different.
因为是来自于不同的两个种。
Okay. Can't you say it's not the same?
It's actually not the same one.
实际上并不是同一杯酒。
Okay, we stop there. It's a good place to stop.
这是一个很好的。
And that explains the cup of water thing.
那只是解释了这个。
In the mind only school.
唯识当中。
Sorry, in the middle way school.
中观里面的。
There's a famous example.
有著名的例子。
Emptiness.
就是空性。
And we don't have time to talk.
今天没有时间讲。
But they studied it.
但是他们其实有学。
Okay.Okay, someday we have to. Let's do an all-nighter some other day.
Yeah.
在别的时候，我们来再次。
Like a party.
像一个派对一样，会
共。I'll ask you guys a question.
我们要问你们一个问题。
What's the first line of the
book? 这本书。
This is just our introduction.
这只是介绍。
We've used another request.
I'll give you a clue.
给你们一个线索。
How do I know that? We talk about it in Beijing.
我们在北京已经有讲。
How do I know that someone knows?
Tell them the whole first night. And say it in pieces. Say it in pieces. Try. Go.
When I reach my hand.
当我用我的把手伸向
pause for translation.
当我把手伸向咖啡杯的时候
，It means I have a mind. Or.Before that, I have a soul.
Yeah, I know that.
我知道就是
about myself.
对于我自己，我知道。当我伸手举向咖啡杯的时候，我知道我现在有一个念头。
So if I see,
如果我看到
if
I see someone else reach for coffee,
然后如果我看到别人伸手拿咖啡杯的时候
means that person also has the thought or the mind.
这意味着这个一定有一个念头在前。
It's a deduction.
这就是一种推理。
If when I reach for coffee,
当我伸手拿咖啡
，it's because I have a mind.
那是因为我有意识。
I have idea to reach for coffee.
我有一个要。
First, I have the idea.
首先我有这个想法。
I'd like to drink some coffee.
我要喝点咖啡。
Then I tell my arm.
然后我就告诉我的手。
Go there.
去那里。
And he will go there.
然后他就会到。
And I will drink.
然后我就会。
Then if I see the other person,
如果我看到别人
，they go like this.
他就像这样。
Then.I cannot see their mind.
我没有办法直接看到他们的意识。
But I can guess.
但是我可以去推测。
They are like me.
他跟我是一样的。
They must be thinking.
他们一定在想。
That's his first proof.
那是他的第一个证明。
And you're not kissing yourself when you kiss.
就是当你在亲吻丈夫的时候，你不是在亲吻自己。
Your husband has his own mind.
丈夫是有自己的意识的。
Okay. You cannot see it directly.
你不能直接看到。
But you can see him do things.
但是你可以看到他有做一些东西，做一些事情。
And based on what you know about yourself,
基于你对你自己的理解
，there should be a mind thinking, I want to move ahead.
那他应该也有一个就是意识在想我要把我伸过去。因此
，probably,
很可能
your husband has his own mind.
你的丈夫是有自己的意识。
And when you kiss him,
当你去亲吻他的时候,
you are not kissing yourself.
你不是在亲吻自己。
Okay?
好吧?
Good night.
晚安。
Yay. 好, 来, 等一下。